Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to be able to study this Gospel of St. John and to be able to receive the information we are from not only John, but Jesus and God himself about the life of Jesus and things that were going on and what happened with the people. It's exciting when you get into it. And so I encourage you today to grab your Bible if you can and study along with me. It's the Holy Spirit that's our true teacher. He does sometimes use people to teach us, but he's our true teacher. And so that's why we always go to the Lord in prayer as we begin this, our study together. So pray with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, again, here we are again with our lives and everything before you. And we know, God, that you have our best interests in mind. We pray that you will guide us in your word today, and that you will do so by your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to your Holy Spirit as well. We offer you thanks. We give you praise for the good things that you have done for us. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Many Chief Rulers Believe. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 42. The Apostle John wrote about Jesus. Though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, "Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them." These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. And in chapter 12 and verse 42 of his book, John wrote, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him." Where we read, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue." The verse reads, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him." John began with the word nevertheless, which means yet, still, and howbeit. Among the chief rulers, or out of the commanders, leaders, and magistrates, also many believed on him, which means even so and indeed a great and large number of chief rulers trusted in, relied upon, clung to, and had confidence in Jesus. John shared how there were a number of the Jewish rulers who relied upon and trusted in Jesus. The verse goes on to say, "But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue." John continued with the words, "But because of the Pharisees," which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, since and on account of the men who were part of the sect that seems to have started after the Jewish exile, in addition to Old Testament books, the Pharisees recognized in oral tradition a standard of belief in life. They did not confess him, or the chief rulers did not assent to, declare, or concede to Jesus, lest they should be put out of, which means in order and so that the chief rulers would not be cast or thrown away from the synagogue or the sacred worship assembly of the Israelites, and would be excluded and excommunicated from the activities performed there. John shared how the chief rulers, although they believed in Jesus, would not openly declare him, or they would have been excommunicated from the sacred worship place and activities. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn not only that there were chief rulers who believed in Jesus, but also that they were afraid they would lose their position in the synagogue if they openly declared him. God sent his son Jesus into the world to save people from their sins, so they may have a personal relationship with him and live with him forever. For these chief rulers, there was an earthly cost for their faith and trust in Jesus. And because they feared man more than God, they did not make their belief in Jesus known. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 25 says, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be saved." And when there is a decision whether to declare Jesus or not, no one will regret their decision eternally for doing so. Next time, John shares how the non-confessing chief rulers did not declare him because they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.